paragraph Lamates, וזה שלומדו רבויסנו זל דין הבדולה על יין במויצוי שבס מפרשס שטוי היין שנאמר לארוין תקף אחר מיסס בונוב. Now you'll understand an incredible thing. If you look in the Gemara, how does the Gemara learn out the mitzvah of making havdolah on Moitzoy Shabbos? We learn it out from the incident in the Chumash, in the Torah, where the two sons of Aaron HaKohen, Nadav and Avihu, entered into the Mishkan after they had drank wine. More than a person's allowed to drink before entering into the Mishkan. Meaning, and then they were killed, they died as a result of that. Sheyotzu lechutz miagvul. These sons of Aaron HaKohen went out of boundary. They went out of bounds. They crossed the line. Vehorsu la'alos el Hashem. They tried to reach up to Hashem in an illegal way, in a wrong way, in a way that they weren't ready for. They weren't supposed to. V'nichnesu lahaktir k'toyres b'fnim sh'loi b'rishus. They tried to offer to bring the sacrifice of k'toyres inside without permission. They weren't instructed to do it. Ki zehu b'chinas pigam hanal. This is the pigam that we're speaking about in the previous paragraph. B'chinas pigam ho'emes she'enoi mezukach koroi. This is the pigam that comes about when a person has an emes that's not 100% refined. It's not perfected. Ki Nodo v'Avihu hoyu tzadikim gedoilim v'noiroim ma'oid. Nodo and Avihu were very, very great, awesome tzadikim. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, u'bevadai hoyso kavanosom lashamayim be'emes. And obviously their intentions were sincere. They meant to show respect to Hashem. Ki rotzu lehiskarev l'Hashem yisborach. They wanted to come close to Hashem. V'savru, and they thought, shaydeze yuchlu lekarev kol Yisrael el atachlis. That if they would come closer to Hashem, they would be able to bring all of Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem and closer to their success. U'kemoshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, the Gemara mentions an incident where it says, Ukvar hoyu Moshe v'Aharon mahalchim. There was an incident where Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen were walking, v'Nodav v'Avihu achareihem. And Nodav and Avihu were walking behind them, v'Omru. And Nodav and Avihu said to each other, Mosai yomusu. When are Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen going to pass away? V'ani v'ato nanhiges hador. And we will take over the leadership of the generation. Ubevadai loyhoiso kavanosum chasveshom lechshem kvoid atzmon. Rab Nosson Zal makes it perfectly clear here. You're not reading Hardy Boy books here. You're not reading some other comic book or a newspaper here. This is the Torah. This is talking about very great tzaddikim. So that when they said this, they weren't saying, can't wait till we're in charge, so we're going to be the bosses and we'll do a better. Their intentions were 100% sincere. Rav Nosson Zal writes, their intentions were not for any personal kavod. Their intentions were for Shamayim, for kavod Shamayim. They couldn't wait till they would have the opportunity to bring kavod Hashem, to serve Hashem in this new way, in this new capacity. Ach afal pikein. However, even though their intentions were sincere, to'u harbe bozeh. They made a major mistake in this. Kimafoyrosh batoyro, b'divrei Rabbi Seinuzal, as is brought in the Torah and in the words of our rabbis. The Gemara says that when they said these words, a voice from heaven came out and said, we'll see who buries who. Meaning that this was a, even though there was sincerity, there was some degree, some tiny degree of a mistake here. There was emes shein mezukach. There was a lot of emes here, but it wasn't 100%. Ki be'inyan ho emes hanal she'enoy mezukoch nechsholim lefo'omim tzadikim gedoilim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, regarding this issue of an emes that's not completely refined, that isn't 100%, great tzadikim sometimes get messed up in this. They stumble. שמזה בוהם כל השגיאויס המובה בדברי רבי סיינוזה. This is the cause of all the mistakes. Shigia means a very tiny mistake that we find throughout the Torah, throughout the Gemara, where it tells us stories of very great tzaddikim who made tiny mistakes. This is the issue. The issue is that they were fabulous. They were great tzaddikim. And they had a lot of emes. But within emes, there's billions of levels. And if the emes isn't 100%, there's a potential for error. Sheshogu gedoyle hatzadikim. The Gemara tells us stories where great, great tzadikim made tiny mistakes. Ki akoil hol yalidei pegam hu emesan al v'kanal. All of it was related to this concept of a defect, an imperfection in emes. V'alkein, and that's why, achar misas shnei b'nei Aaron, right after the two sons of Aaron HaKoin died, nemro miyad parsha shtuye yayin, immediately afterwards, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, and he tells them the laws of drinking wine, that a Jew is not allowed to enter the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash if he's drunk a certain quantity of wine. V'shom merumos soid havdola. And within that discussion is the basis in the Chumash for the concept of making havdola on Motzoi Shabbos. K'may shekosu shom, as it says over there, Ula havdil bein hakodesh uvein achol. It says over there, and the Jews will learn to make a separation, where to draw the line. You drank wine, there's a line that doesn't let you cross the line to go into the Mishkan, into the Beis HaMikdash. It's Shabbos, you need to know where to draw the line. Shabbos goes up to here, and from here begins weekday. Or weekday goes up to here, and from here begins Shabbos. As it says over there, that's where our rabbis learned out the halacha of making havdolah on Motzoi Shabbos, from that parsha. Ki ikar b'chinas havdolah hu lahavdil bein emes haborur, shu b'chinas Shabbos, u bein ho emes shel me'achol. Because the main concept of havdolah is being able to separate, to differentiate between the pure emes, which is Shabbos, versus the 6 days of the emes of the 6 days of the week. Sheikar hatikun al yedei havdola daika. The main tikun for that is by knowing, by realizing that they're not the same, by being able to call a spade, by being able to say that these two are not exactly the same. That was Koirach's sin. Remember, Koirach said, everybody, all of us stood at Har Sinai, all of us heard the Ten Commandments. What makes you guys better than, what makes you guys different? Kol apin shoven, he said, all faces are the same. The main tikkun is, al yidei avdola daika, al yidei sheyoidin, sherechoikim me'etzem ho'emes shel b'china Shabbos. By us realizing that we are very far from the essence of truth, from the most pure truth of Shabbos, shehu bechinas ho'emes hazach shel muvchorei hatzadikim. That's the purest truth of the highest, the choicest tzadikim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the greatest of tzadikim, hamechavnin ho'emes lamitoi, who are zoche to get to a level where they know Hashem's real intentions, what Hashem really wants. And this is why this mitzvah of making havdolah on Motzoi Shabbos is written right over there, right next to the passing away of the sons of Aaron HaKohen, ki heim pogmu bazeh, because this is where they erred. Shehorsu laloi selakdusha, they tried to reach up, to jump up to the kedusha, to a kedusha that was beyond them at that point in time. Shehu b'chinas emes, we said kedusha is synonymous with emes, lifnim mimadregosam. They try to go beyond their level. V'afal pi shenid melehem shekavanosam elho emes. And even though it seemed to them that their intentions were 100% pure and righteous, and that they were right in what they were doing, Aval shogu bazeh, they erred. They made a mistake. Kimefoyrish batoira, as it says in the Torah Kedoshah. Nimtza, we see shepognu pogmu bebechinas soid havdola hanal. Their error was in the secret of Havdalah, knowing where to draw the line. Alkein nismach posuk ulahavdil lemisosam. That's why that posuk ulahavdil bein atomei v'atorah v'kodesh v'ruach is written right next to their passing away to tell us that this was the mistake, this was the issue. We should be zeicher to absorb this. Rav Nosson Zalas is the sweetest, kindest person in putting this down on paper and making it so crystal clear so that anyone who wants, anyone who really wants, can hear it loud and clear and can know what to do, can know to be careful, how much caution to exercise when dealing with Kedusha, when dealing with Tzadikim and everything, to know the Yira Sakovoi that a person is supposed to have for Hashem, for Tzadikim, for the Torah, for all facets of Kedusha, for a holy place. You come into a shul. Like here we see people got killed because they crossed the line. When we come to the kever of a tzaddik, when we come into a shul, a person's supposed to feel an ema. I remember having the privilege of watching Reb Michal Zichron Avrucha. When he came into shul in the morning, in the afternoon, he would walk up to the door, open the door, and slam on the brake. He would stop there for a moment. And then in the morning, he would say the pasuk Vani Baroiv Chazdecho Ovoi Vesecho Eshtach Velhecho Chachabir Asecho, which is brought in many of the Siddurim. I, with your great kindness, have the privilege of entering into your holy place. I'm almost sure that Mincha Maariv, he didn't say it, but I still saw him slam on that brake. You don't just walk, you don't walk straight into shul. It's not, you walk into shul, you stop, pause, you hit, slam on that pause button and alert yourself. There's a change about to take place. I'm walking from regular into holy. I have to change my whole way of thinking, my whole way of talking. There are certain things I'm allowed to say in the hall or outside that I'm not allowed to speak about in shul. I want to mention this little. It's brought the Tosfos Yontif, one of the greatest rabbis, you know, in the 1600s, I think, who wrote the commentary on Mishnayos. And that was when there were these terrible pogroms, the pogroms of Tach V'Tat, where hundreds of thousands of Jews were massacred. And he said at the time, he spoke and he said he felt that one of the main reasons why that was happening was because people weren't showing the proper respect for shul when they come speaking Dvorim B'Teilim and everything. And he instituted a special Mishaberach that should be said in shul, which some shuls say it. In Or Avraham, they happen to say it. At the end of Kriyas HaTorah, they make a Mishaberach, a special blessing to all those people who watch their mouths, who are careful not to speak what they're not supposed to speak in general, and especially in shul, that kind of thing. And I saw Hashem has given us the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Yerushalayim. I'm privileged to live in Gush Monim. There's a shul right across the street of my house, not a Breslov shul. It's called Shevet Halevi, which is under the leadership of one of the great rabbis of today in Bnei Brak, Rav Vosner, a very well-known, respected rabbi, who wrote the Sforim Shevet Halevi. And he has shuls in different places in Eretz Yisrael. And he came out recently, a few months ago, based on tragedies that were happening in Israel, one after another, kids dying and young men dying and everything. He came out with a very strong decree to all of his membership to put up signs in the shuls that we're going to make a whole fresh start in this issue of being careful. Nobody, no man, woman, or child should speak from when they start davening to when they finish davening. No other words, tefillah and nothing else. That's what you're in this room for. And they have big signs up in the shul, and they have a petition that was signed by like 100 people, you know, in the shul, who all signed that we accept upon ourselves that we're going to try to do the best we can to show this serious respect for a mokem kodesh. This is what we're talking about here. We're talking about, again, there's always these three levels. There's the creation, the level of creation, which we spoke about many times. There's doimein tzomea chai medaber. The highest level of creation is man, and the highest level within man is the Jewish people. And we know that one of the most important instructions in the Torah is separation between Jews versus non-Jews. No mixing. No, you know, to make sure to draw the lines, to know to separate. And there's all kinds of halachas in Shulchan Aruch. We don't eat bread of a goy. We don't eat it. To be careful that we will not intermarry. We will not mingle in an improper way. We're going to know that to draw the lines between Jew versus non-Jew, lahavdil. And then again, what we learned today, to draw the lines between Jew versus tzaddik. We are not all the same. And if a Jew thinks that, he can hurt himself. He can cause major, major destruction. He can Rachman al-Itzlan. He can go to all kinds of terrible places. Here we see that Nadav and Aviyu, because they made that type of error, it resulted in them losing their lives, Rachman al-Itzlan. And then we have in time, to know that there's a difference. Not all times are the same. Shabbos is totally different from weekday. Rosh Hashanah is different from any other day in the year. Who says that? Hashem says. There's one day in the year when the world is judged, and that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you know how the Gemara explains it. So people ask, why go to the Tzaddik Rosh Hashanah? What's the It's a world of difference. There is no comparison whatsoever between Rosh Hashanah versus all other days of the year. Every day is special, every day is important, but Rosh Hashanah is different. It's totally different. The Yerushalmi tells us that a Jew should try his best to avoid sleeping by day on Rosh Hashanah, because on Rosh Hashanah is going to determine your mazal for the whole year. And if a person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah when he's not supposed to, chas v'shalom, his mazal will go to sleep for the whole year. So we see that this day has a hashpah on the entire year. It's not the same as another holiday. Each holiday has its uniqueness, its special laws. Pesach, we eat only matzah. Person eats matzah on Sukkot, you know, he'll enjoy the taste maybe, but he's not going to get the mitzvah d'oraisa of b'erev toichlu matzahs. And that's time and people, and we spoke about place, the difference in terms of knowing that not all places are the same, that it's not the same when a person davens in his house versus davening in a shul, even if there's no minyan there. If there's no minyan, to daven in a Beis Knesset is something different. To daven at a Mokim Kodesh by the Koisel Maravi, by a Kever of a Tzaddik, is something completely, completely different from davening in a regular place. Paragraph Mem, v'zeo bi'atzmoi b'chinas isur shtuya yayin likonis b'mikdash. And this will explain this isur, this strict isur, of not entering into the Beis Mikdash or Mishkan when you've drunk wine. Shenis machlem isosim, which is written right next to the death of Nodav and Aviyu. V'am Rabbi Steinu Zal and our rabbis tell us, ki shtuya yayin nichnasu l'mikdash, that one of the mistakes that they made was that they entered into the Beis Hamikdash after having drunk a certain quantity of wine, which was above the limit. Because this is the whole concept of why the Torah puts limits on alcohol in general. The whole concept of being careful in limiting one's intake of intoxicating beverages. Shezeo b'chinas isur hashichrus shefligu rabbi yisenu zal ma'oid begoid l'isuroi. And this is the super, super isur, forbiddenness of getting drunk, which our rabbis write very, very, very strongly about how terrible a thing that is for a Jew to get drunk. Kalidei shtiyas yayin v'shichrus nifgam daitoi v'hoireis la'alois lefnimi mechitzosoi. Because when a person drinks wine to excess and a person gets drunk, his brain becomes damaged, and his brain starts reaching beyond, he starts going out of bounds. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, nichnas yayin yotza soid, that wine goes in and secrets come out. How do secrets come out? There's a door that's normally kept shut that suddenly opens up. The person opens his mouth and says things that they normally wouldn't say, that they're not supposed to say. This is the whole concept of the confusion and the stupidity, that we see when a person gets drunk. He says crazy things. You know, we see that his mind is not functioning normally. Because by the brain bursting beyond its boundaries and trying to reach up to a place beyond its reach, nisarvev daitoi legamri. That causes the person's consciousness to get mixed up, to get totally confused. Or medaber divrei shtus, and he speaks all kinds of foolishness. Mi she'enoi bar das godel, a person who's not a very, very high-level intelligent person. When he gets drunk, when he drinks, all kinds of stupidity comes out of his mouth. Vafilu habar das she'enoi medaber divrei shtus beishich rosoi, and even a person who's on a high level of intelligence, who when he gets drunk, he doesn't say stupid things or bad things. Yochel gamkein lifkoim harbe adei shichrus. He could also mess up terribly through getting drunk. Ki hoireis lalois chutz lagvul. Because wine, we've spoken about this many times, wine is holy. Wine is kedusha. Wine is emes. You try for too much emes, too high level, and a level of emes that's beyond you, it causes riboy shemen goyim kibuyaner. You turn up the fire too high, the vessel bursts, and it leads to all kinds of destruction. Because the brain tries to reach beyond its level, shaydeze noitem in hoemes. That causes a person to deviate from the truth, to go off track. Again, you're driving on a highway, you're supposed to go within these boundaries. Person drinks and suddenly he's driving faster than he was before because he doesn't feel it. His brain has accelerated, so 100 miles an hour feels like 40 miles an hour. What are you kidding? It's a joke. This isn't fast, this is slow, because his brain is in a higher place now. V'alkein shikor osur lahoiros. This is why the halacha is that if a rabbi has drunk a certain quantity of wine, he's not qualified to be posek halacha. He can't paskin. Ki eino yochoy lechaveinu levare hahoiro be'emes. Because he cannot calculate and determine the psak with real emes. He's out of bounds. His brain is not within the proper boundaries. V'alkein be'emes am rabbi sein ezal ala shikor shekol hadrochim nas metzloi kamisha. And this is why our rabbis tell us about a drunk that everything becomes smooth to him. All paths become a kosher to him. You know, suddenly there's no boundary. There's no illegal and legal. Everything is legal. Everything goes. Chas v'shalom. Ki noite min ho'emes ma'oid. He deviates from the truth tremendously. Ayidei shtias yayin, by drinking wine. V'nit meloi, and it seems to him, shekol ho'emes etzloi, that he's got all the, that everything he's doing is emes. Kamay sheroyim b'chush, as we see in real life. This is why the Isur of drinking and entering into the Beis Hamikdash drunk is written right next to the passing away of Aaron. Because this was their pigam also, reaching out to a level that was beyond that level. This emes, trying to go out of bounds in a way that Rachman Alson resulted in their death.